This podcast is produced by podcastandradio.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Joining us on this segment is Adolfo Mesa. He's a serial entrepreneur, trendsetter, and expert in marketing and business development with an MBA from SDSU. He is currently the CEO and co-founder of a company called Pop-Up Party. This is San Diego's first event platform that provides a passage to fascinating, one-of-a-kind events. Joining us from his offices in San Diego, California, is Adolfo Mesa. Adolfo, welcome to the program.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And absolutely great to have you here. This is a new kind of model. One might argue that it's kind of a convergence of the shared economy and, well, you know, all things shared, right? So it's Airbnb meets Uber meets the fascination with party events. Talk to us about how did you come up with this idea?
I think how to come up with it is a mixture of passions, right? As you mentioned a little bit in my biography, and this was information extracted from me by very good PR people, right? So what do you do and what are your passions are what actually point you to the direction of where you should focus most of your time and energy. And
that's right.
I, before coming up and saying that I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an engineer, a businessman, and at home, a very passionate cook. So, you know, I think the ideas that make you question whether you're doing the right things or not come from your passions. And I can say honestly that I was chopping something. I can't remember what. But asking myself, why am I not doing something with food? Why am I concerned with the misuse of ingredients but not doing anything about it? Well, one, I know I don't want to open a restaurant. I mean, it's the Chinese curse, right? May you one day own a restaurant. And I know that millions upon millions of people make that their living and their passion to create a business that does not fail, that's based on creating good meals and such. So I knew that I wanted to get into the restaurant industry, but I knew that I didn't have what it took to be a restaurateur per se, but that I wanted to help restaurateurs succeed. I also knew that I was basically feeling for the chefs at that point. I was wanting to create, but maybe didn't have the restaurant or the kitchen myself to go and do it as an art form that paid the bills. So I started looking at it from the perspective of how does a chef share their art? And they started doing a lot of pop-up restaurants, right? The entrepreneurial spirit in some chefs allowed them to exit the traditional restaurant scene and sell tickets to their passion, and it made only the ones that were that invested in their art be able to share it.
That's right. So, it's not unlike a musician who's passionate about music and wants to go out and play gigs and share their art form with a live audience. It's something like that, as opposed to creating an organizational model around the restaurant with overhead and all of those sorts of things, right? It's asset light.
Right. Right. So I can see the creative outlet and they say, you know what, I'm not really competing in this industry, because one of the beauties of food as an art form is that it must be destroyed to be appreciated, right? So we can continuously, passionately create things that you will eat and consume and share and hopefully think about the ingredients that went in. I mean, I do want Pop-Up Party to incentivize people to think local, to think sustainable, to create a brand that when you leave this party, you don't see like all these bags of throwaway plastic. I mean, we're going to have to think on how to reduce our impact on being able to create immersive experiences, because the experience for people is really to come into a place at a particular time with an agreed upon value. When the value does not equal the price that they paid, it has to be substantially more, right? They pay a price, and that price should offset our costs, if you will. From an entrepreneurial perspective, we're building a platform, and you said, how did you come up with this? Well, I also have a passion for business and engineering. So Pop-Up Party is a passport to experiences. I am not the only person with a passion for food. Actually, I don't cook at these events, right? I think if I get invited by one of the future chefs, I will be honored, right? But the point being is that we can branch out and use our core business, which is networking effect, and create competitive technologies that allow basically the people that want to network to be able to network. So restaurateurs that have an opening on a Tuesday or a Wednesday and want to create a buzz, right, around what's going on in their city, then partnering with our ability to share creativity, to create experiences. And this is what we do, right? We come up with an experience. For example, if you look at our website, there's our first eight concepts. And those get fit into a particular venue. We bring in the networked talent that will help said experience come to life. Let me, for example, talk a little bit about Color, which is the event that we did at Pueblo in Pacific Beach.
Perfect.
So this restaurant, Pueblo, is a restaurant that me and my cousin stumbled onto by searching online for new restaurants, right? I mean, I wanted to see and test the case of an entrepreneur who just put in a bunch of money for this restaurant, i.e. he fell for the curse and he doesn't care. And so I fell for the entrepreneur curse. I mean, I think that's another Chinese curse, right? May you one day be a CEO, because then you can decide whether you...
So the operational thing as opposed to the passion and the mission, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I'm glad you bring them that thing, because mission is absolutely what you need to find before you start going anywhere.
That's right.
Because if you, and this is where I'm humbled by talking to someone like you, is because if I want to share anything, I want to share the lessons upon stumbling, the lessons on sunk costs, not necessarily what we all know is in books, right? I mean, I've learned that entrepreneurship, any entrepreneurship, is to trailblaze, to cut down barriers towards the mission that someone believes in, right? And then along the path, along searching for this, you end up finding people that see something, that look in the same direction that you, and they go, hey, I see what you're going with this. And you have two choices from my perspective. You can either open your ears, and it's hard for people like me that love to talk, but I also love to listen, right? I think that people that are passionate talkers are trying to shove a lot of information at you. And because I empathize with trying to do that with people, then I listen when people are talking to me, not at me. Right. And so people that look in the same direction want to join your quest, or can, right? They either contribute passion or ideas, or they contribute really good red flags that you should pay attention to.
Yeah.
And so if you keep the eye on what your mission is, then you can start thinking about your strategy, right? How am I going to get that far? Because, I mean, am I going in the ocean, or am I going in the mountains, and what kind of gear do I need? And am I really prepared for this trip? And I personally have those questions continuously, right? Do I have what it takes to take this idea? Because I think you need to think about your big, hairy, audacious goal, right? Where are we in 25 years? And I'm a passionate technology company that can connect talent, venues, and patrons. So
yeah,
you think what you can do in 25 years with a planet full of people that can align themselves with passion, sustainability, you know, restaurants, food, art form.
Yeah. As I look at the video on your website, Adolfo Meza, I love the video, by the way. It's quite beautifully shot and orchestrated. And, you know, really, you're emphasizing art form as much as you are the food. It's a little bit of both. It's food, it's drink. And most of all, it's about the people.
Yeah, and I'm glad to say that, because that's what the video is intended to portray. I mean, it's a little longer than your usual quote-unquote commercial, but it's not intended to be. It's intended to be a short film about what is it that we want you to do when you come out of your house on a Tuesday for a pop-up party. And
right.
It is really, I want you to lose time. I don't want you to get hammered. I don't want you to not go to work the next day. I want you to enjoy the arts. Right. And all of the arts. I mean, I have a child, my oldest child, who's autistic, and he has allowed me to see the world from a different pair of eyes.
Oh, yes.
Right? You can either choose to look or not. I mean, that's my choice.
I
chose to look. Mm-hmm. Right. And because of his incredible ability to do certain things and his inability to do others, then it really allowed me to question myself in my ability to do certain things and inability to do others.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that goes back to, are you the person in the team that can take this big, hairy, audacious goal to the top? And I think one question that I had to bring to myself before I even questioned or talked to anybody about business was, if you're not the person to take this forward, would you be able to give the baton to somebody either more passionate or more creative or more knowledgeable in the growth of said companies to be successful? And the answer had always been yes, because I studied an MBA not only to figure out how people make money with engineers, right? Because I'm an engineer before that.
Right.
But how to do it sustainable and how to just maybe change the world, right? I mean, I think it's the question that we should all continue to ask each other. And if you don't succeed, then you were just at least having that as a hypothesis. I don't know. I mean, I continuously get really existential, by the way. So you can totally pull me back as you see.
No. I love the dreamer in you. And I'm going to guess, I may be wrong about this. By the way, we're visiting with Adolfo Meza. He's the co-founder of Pop Up Party, the website one and the same, www.popupparty.party. I got to guess that your co-founder, because you describe yourself as a co-founder, may have a set of skills that you don't have. And this is instructive for our audience, right? Because they're all entrepreneurs out there. And I think there's tremendous power in this visionary sort of dreaming conceptual discussion we're having. But also there's an operation to do. So am I right in guessing that your co-founder may be a little more operational, or do I have that wrong?
You are absolutely, I mean, you got it on the head. My COO at this point, who's my cousin.
Oh, beautiful.
I have many cousins. So,
beautiful.
So it's not like I just went and picked from a...
Family members, I'll just interject this and let you go. Family members can mind read to a certain extent. And in many family business cases, that's very, very powerful. I recall an interview I did years ago with the Center for Family Enterprise up in Minneapolis. And that's the one thing he said. It can either be really bad or really good. And when it's good, it's so good. Anyway, so tell me about your COO.
So my COO is Leonardo Guinea. And he's my chief onion operator, right? I tell him because he makes me cry and we both cook. So out of all the cousins, right? I mean, he also has an MBA from London Business School.
Oh, beautiful.
So he's also passionate about business. He's also an engineer. He's an industrial engineer.
Oh, wow.
So I will continue to make fun on and off air about electrical engineers know more about physics than industrial engineers. But
what's your specialty in engineering? Are you a software guy or
I'm an electronics engineer.
Oh, you're electronics.
So
okay.
I just wanted to know how stuff worked. I mean, I used to break my mom's stuff when I was a kid and thought that if you cut capacitors in half, I guess you could put them back together. And
that's cool.
They don't, and they leak.
That's cool.
And so, yeah.
All right.
But that's a tool set, right? I mean, being an engineer and learning how toys work, I do want to build toys, though. And since building toys requires a lot of people, then you eventually have to let go of it being your quote-unquote creation and sort of empower others who want to create and really build the lights so that you can point them at the person that created it, right? And say, look at this person that is part of our team and what his brain was able to do or her brain was able to do. Rather than look at what I can do with all these people whose names I don't know. Because I don't think that that is conducive to long-term growth, either of the individuals that will continue being part of your organization or yourself as an organization.
Adolfo, in addition to your cousin, who else is on your team today? What does it look like?
So on my team, I have Stephanie Hess, who has a company called Forward Path. Basically, what I tell her is that she has the ability to turn dreamers into doers. And we can go deeper into that. I have John Shipp, who's my chief technical officer.
Beautiful.
I really needed a seasoned guy who I, as an engineer, could trust to build an architecture that we could later outsource and be comfortable with. I mean,
yes.
It's a technology company. You need to be scalable and not... I know how to develop products, and I know that I'm not going to develop it. So John Shipp has done outsourcing for a lot of years.
Beautiful.
And has seen the internet grow. So I'm comfortable of having...
And you mentioned scale as well, Adolfo, and that's key. I mean, you have an infinitely scalable model here that could go worldwide once you have proof of concept here in San Diego. By the way, how long have you been operating? I just want to get a sense of the phase of business growth you're in.
Yeah, so this is actually very good for your audience because I've been quote-unquote operating as Pop-Up Party.
Mm-hmm.
April 1st, if you may.
This year.
That's when I decided, this year. I mean, that's when I decided,
very new.
Okay, I'm going to turn this brand on, and we're going to turn the burn rate on, and this is, you know, we're going to start looking for investment. I've structured the company and so forth.
Right.
However, before that point, and the point that I think if you want to get into this role and you have the quote-unquote, ooh, I have an app idea, you have to plan for the couple of years it took to get here.
Right.
Right. I mean, I was in my garage with a friend a couple of years and a half ago or 3 years ago, mm-hmm. discussing the passion of food and engineering and business.
Mm-hmm.
And that has one idea sparking another. And it's not a joke or it's not a romantic idea that stuff like this starts in garages. It just does, right? People with passion, and that's what I'm trying to get out there. If you have a passion, get in your garage and talk to someone about it. Because if you then start reading books as to how to scale that in a marketplace, there's an infinitely scalable way to get your passion, your art out into the world, even if it's your restaurant, right? The infinitely scalable part happens to go with how big do you need your thing to be in the first place. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I went into business. I went an MBA and an engineering. So it was natural for me and my cousin to say, hey, so what about we try this, you know, app thing? And I structured a Delaware Corp and, you know, we do the cap table this way. And it's a case study, right? I mean,
yeah.
I believe that I have a hypothesis that we can prove by putting it in front of people and they will vote with their dollars. And so let me go back to my cousin real quick, because I'm glad you redirected me. One thing that is important in organizations that I know we have to test is to have an effective branch of the organization and an efficient branch. So I believe I'm really effective. I can talk, I can think fast, I can look at people and go, go that way. But I'm not really efficient, right? I mean, there's people who are better, and I'm going to have to take my hat off to my industrial engineering cousin, who are better at looking at something and going, yeah, you're an electronics engineer, but if you balance it this way, we can get twice the toys at half the cost because you're using too many people to do this. So Mayo's balance is that as a chief operating officer, right, he actually looks at the business and says, Adolfo, we need to spend this amount of dollars here, that amount of dollars there, and then your brand can scale. So Stephanie, who's our current acting CFO and basically is a coach to companies all sizes to scale, is not only stepping in that role, but helping bring credibility into the team. She was a senior advisor at Arthur Anderson. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm saying to my family, and if I'm trying to tell my younger boy, who's Santiago is my youngest, who's 7, and Rodrigo, which I mentioned is autistic, is 9, is the oldest. And I need an example for them. Right, I studied for a certain reason, and then I'm outputting this. So this team has put a lot of passion into their own contributions to the world. That's my operations team. Now I'm going to go into my board and why I feel really excited to continue down this path. People that are acting on my board, I mean, are George Kenny, who's principal at Shepherd Ventures in San Diego. It's a VC firm in San Diego. He also leads an entrepreneur's boot camp. So as far as I know, he's the only VC that actually does this type of program. So I found a guy who is substantially more experienced than I in engineering and business, has measured businesses and their ability to scale from the eyes of New York Stock Exchange. And I went into his desk saying, I believe I have a hypothesis. I don't have all of the dollars to prove it, but that is cool. Because if I can't raise money to do this, then it really doesn't prove a business point. And then I'm on my own to go search for another job. That's fine. And sort of I went into learning from a VC, what does it take? What do they look like? I mean, I think you can, for the CEOs or wishing CEOs in your audience, you need to get your business questioned by the appropriate people. And it's going to hurt, right? It's going to hurt your ego. It's going to hurt your ideas. It's going to hurt your team.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's key. That's absolutely key. To be open to that input from the external people that you trust.
Yes. And trust is by far the biggest word, and I'm glad you say that, because George would actually say that that is the most important thing, right? And VCs and investors and everybody will gauge not only the CEO and its team and the product on their passion and their own excitement to what they could do with the idea, but the reality of whether the people that are selling this investment vehicle can execute.
Yeah.
And that reality is a cold bucket of water to anybody that's going to try to be an entrepreneur, because you don't know everything, right? Regardless. And so listening to people on the day-to-day and understanding that they have experience to share in conversation, because mind you, there's a lot of quote-unquote business meetings with an agenda, and I think that my ADHD allows me to get around some of that, right? I just want to have quote-unquote fun in a meeting, and if there's a mission to the meeting, then there's an hour of conversation that if the right people took notes, we should be getting a lot of stuff done after that.
That's right. That guided by your vision, your mission, the values of the organization, and concretely what you look to accomplish in terms of making benchmarks for yourself and for your investors and for your team. By the way, we're visiting with Adolfo Meza. He is the co-founder of Pop Up Party, the website www.popupparty.party. And Adolfo, as we wind down this segment, and I know we could talk, you and I could talk for a long, long time about a lot of things, and I appreciate that about you. Currently, the company, are you looking for new hosts or chefs, or what can we let people know about what both the company needs and what you are looking for to grow the model and help people that want to host events?
Yeah, so we are looking at talent, venues, and patrons, right? So let me try to focus the conversation, one, in regards to patrons and people that want to experience our future parties. Mm-hmm. Right now, just go to our website, popupparty.party. Put your email at the bottom of the page so that we have you on our mailing list for future events. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which we're substantially active on. So if you're a local business, if you're a local talent that wants to, you know, get focused PR love, be part of an experience, get in front of other humans that want to, you know, do business in a room, have conversation, then shoot us an email. You can shoot me an email at adolfo@popupparty.party, and we'll take a look at how we can put your venue on the calendar, work with you as a talent, and we are building basically the database of the people that we will be working with moving forward.
Beautiful. So I want to encourage folks to visit popupparty.party to get more information about the team, about the concept. That video is amazing. You get a good feel for what we're doing here, what he's doing. And I look forward to seeing and following the growth trajectory of Pop Up Party, Adolfo. So thanks so much for joining us today. Yeah, you're an amazing thinker, dreamer. You're very driven. You've created a model that consolidates and it becomes the intersection of a lot of intention around many things, including sustainable food, the food shed itself, re-socializing people or socializing in a world where we can be often disconnected, and it's beautiful stuff. So good luck to you and your team, and we'll do it again.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.